Well, greetings and welcome to our ABC family. It is so wonderful to have you here tonight, every night, but in particularly tonight. Tonight is very special. We have been working on preparing our Ark of Anointing. And we understand that the Ark is the mark of our calling. We are building lives within an ark of anointing that can propel us through the waters of these troubled times ahead, as it has done throughout the pandemic, and will continue to take us on this voyage through these perilous ending days, passing through all the landmines, the spiritual landmines of this world. And for some of you, through physical landmines, moving us toward the prize of that calling to be alive and remain when Jesus returns. I thank God for this church body, because you're all sold out to God. You love the Lord. You love His Word. And you're building your life around God's Word. Thank you, Lord, that these people are givers. They give their love, they give the word of God, they give their finances, they give their time. They are givers, just as Jesus himself was a giver. And so as we give forth in these ending times, in my spirit, I feel the timing is now for us to give forth of the word of God to the world. I have this vision of us sitting at this banquet table, ABC, seated at a banquet table, filled bountifully beyond imagination, with a feast of the Word of God. God has given us so much. But while we are feasting on the Word here at ABC, the world is starving for God's Word. Much of the world is starving for God's world. And the time has come for us to take this feast and make it available to anybody who wants it, to everybody who wants it. Psalm 118, verse 17 says, "We shall not die, but we shall live to declare the works of the Lord." We have built our ark of anointing. We're moving forward to declare the works of the Lord, to declare His word to a hungry world. God has given us 7.5 years of formal schooling, plus perhaps 2,000 or more individual unique lessons, sermons, teachings, preachings. And it's time to spread it out. So tonight is the formal kicking off for the salvationmadeplain.org website. In a few minutes, I'll do a 5-minute introduction, welcoming speech to anybody and to all the people who pop into the site. It's the first thing they see. It's a 5-minute video. That will move them into a 20-minute video called Redemption Overview. We are going to do both tonight. And we invite you all to invite as many people as you know to the website, or even as we're teaching these live. The website is ready. It already has the first module, Salvation Number 1, which is an overview of salvation that was actually taught on December 18th, a Friday, and is already on the site. You can go to the site and check it out. Not much there right now. It's a nice-looking site, has one module, but within a week or two, it will have multiple modules. As we teach the module on a Friday, and for many Fridays over the next few months, most Fridays, perhaps not all Fridays, we are going to teach on salvation. And We teach them on Friday. It will be populated on the site probably by Monday or Tuesday. Now, it will also go onto the YouTube website, the YouTube channel. So your friends and families, your loved ones, have two opportunities to see it. They can see it live on YouTube. Actually, that's not exactly true yet. Hopefully by next week they can see it live on YouTube. But they can see it on YouTube after it's been taught right now. They can see it live in Zoom. And they can see it on the website a couple of days later. In general, we're not letting you through our abcchurchlive.org and .com. Systems open to the general public. The level of teaching at this point in time is much too advanced for people to be hearing it without going through the steps. Most of you listening to me, you've been through many of the schools, and you're at a level, compared to most people you know, it's at a very high level. You have the foundational steps. But for somebody to come into one of these teachings out of the clear blue, it would probably do more harm than good. So that's why we are really recommending the Zoom and the YouTube, hopefully next week. Actually, we have YouTube ready to go. The only issue is with the broadband provider, we're having an issue, and I need to call them and work it out. And I just have not had the time for the last 3 weeks to call them. Once I call them and resolve it, YouTube will be live. So you can invite friends and family. You should invite friends and family. He who saves soul is wise, and the first step is getting them to hear the gospel. This is a great series to start them off in. So you can invite them to watch us live on Zoom, eventually, on YouTube. Currently, they can see it on YouTube, and then also on the website within maybe a day or two. So, that's my preamble. We are wise. We are going to be alive and remain when Jesus returns, and he who saves souls is wise. Let us not die, but live, to let the world know the works of the Lord. Thank you. Amen. And now, I'll take a deep breath, and I'll get ready to do the 5-minute introduction. Welcome to our website, salvationmadeplain.org. We chose that name because there seems to be so much mystery about what salvation means to a Christian, to a believer, that we thought we'd take you on an adventure from the point where a person is not born again all the way through until Jesus returns. That is the salvation process. That is the pathway for redemption. Salvation is not simply being born again, moving from wherever you are into the family of God. It's more than that. Salvation is rooted in the fact that God made you and God made me because he loves us. He wants a fellowship with us, and he wants a family, and he wants you and me in his family. It's not about a religion. It's about a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, his son. It's about fellowship with God. And we know that God wants the best for us. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, in the Bible, God says, I know the thoughts and the plans I have for you. Thoughts of peace, shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. And not of evil. Thoughts to give you a hope and an expected future. God has a plan for you. And it's a wonderful plan. Because God has a wonderful plan for all mankind. God is not trying to keep people out of heaven. He's trying to get people to avoid going to hell and getting into heaven. And we know this because we can look at the beginning. In the beginning, he created a paradise called Eden and put man in it. At the very end, at the end of the book of Revelation, there is a new heaven and a new earth and a new Jerusalem. And there's no death, no sorrow, no pain. And what is it like today? Today, Jesus said, pray that the Father's will be done on earth today as it is in heaven. And you and I know in heaven, there's no death. There's no sickness, no disease, no infirmity. That's what God wants for you and me. He put Adam and Eve in the garden in a body that was filled with the glory of God. And that's what he wants for you and me today, that we would live heaven on earth. And we can do that as we learn the word. For John 8, 31 and 32 says, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciple. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It's a partnership with God. And in this website, we want to teach you how to partner with God. So you can learn to live in God, in Jesus, in Christ, and overcome every challenge of life and move into that calling that God has placed upon your life. I invite you to join us on this adventure. In Jesus' name, we love you. Amen. And of course, all you ABCs, I don't have to ask you. No, you all be praying for an anointing up on that 5-minute teaching and up on the website. And for every person that pops on that website. And now I'm going to do a prayer for every person who pops on that website. This will not be on the website. But I say, Father God, in Jesus' name, you have told me to prepare the word and you would be in charge of marketing. So, Father, I stand on your word that you will bring in to this website and to every other website, every person whose heart and mind and ears you have prepared to receive the word. And as they log into this salvationmadeplain.org website, as they come into that site, Father God, as they start to hear me speak on that 5-minute welcoming invitation, in the name of Jesus, I forgive them their sins. And I cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ. And I pray the Spirit of God fall fresh upon them right then. That the peace of Jesus I give unto them. For Jesus has said, my peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives peace, do I give my peace to you. And I, as an ambassador of heaven, I, as an adult in the family of God, I speak that peace upon every single person that logs into the website, and it floods them as they start to hear me with that welcoming speech. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every devil, every demon, every evil spirit in their bodies, and we wash them down and cocoon them for a season. And we surround them with a hedge of protection, even right there as they're listening. And every single time they come back, they go through the same process. And we establish a kingdom of God around them as they're listening. Fill it with the anointing of the glory of God and surround them with the angels of God. For this introductory 5-minute video, and for every single time they come back to this website, that they'll say to people, I don't understand it, but every time I go to this website, such a peace comes over me. And we'll draw them back to the site, and they'll tell people about it. We loose your anointing upon them, Lord, and we as a church pass on nothing but your glory upon every single person who logs onto the website. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whose we are and whom we choose to serve. Amen. Thank you all for agreeing with that prayer, in Jesus' name. And now I'd like to give you all an overview of the process of redemption. This redemption overview will show you the pathway that we are covering on this website salvation made plain. From the first module onto the last module. So we should start off by asking, what is redemption? Redemption is the process of God redeeming us, recovering us, restoring us from our sins. The product of redemption for us is salvation, and the salvation package that goes with salvation. Salvation is not merely just being born again and going to heaven. Salvation is a lot beyond that. Being born again is a first step in the process of salvation. In fact, if you look at all the scriptures in the New Testament about being saved, all of them are written in the future tense. If you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. If you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. Only one scripture has it in the past tense. All the rest are in the future. And so, in this salvation package are the super abundant blessings that Jesus Christ died to provide for us. So, we're going to start off by looking at the beginning. Always a good place to start at the beginning. Paradise Lost. God loved mankind so much that he created the Garden of Eden, the Garden of God called Eden, a paradise. And Adam and Eve were created without defects in their bodies to live there with the glory of God in them. So much glory that the light of God's glory shining out of them was so intense that they did not know that they were naked. You can picture, for example, when Moses came down from the mountain, he was shining so much, they asked him to put a mask over his face. So Adam and Eve were put in this garden, but they were told, do not eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. So it was their garden to enjoy in health, to live forever. They were created never to die. But there was one thing they couldn't do, eat the fruit. And of course, the deceiver, Satan, came along, conned Eve into eating it, and Adam, probably because he loved his wife, ate the fruit. Now, in being in the garden, they were given the authority and dominion over the earth to protect the garden. And this authority was over the earth and everything that moved on the earth. But when they bowed their knees to Satan, Satan became the god of this earth. All the power and authority went to him. If you ever wondered, how could there be a good God with so much evil on earth? It's because the God of the earth, in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4, is Satan. It says, in whom the God of this earth, Satan, has blinded the minds of those who believe not, so that they light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. The God of this earth is the God of death, of sickness, disease, infirmity, and accidents. But then, God had a plan to redeem us. He sent Jesus to be the sacrifice for us. Jesus, the Savior. When we accept that God loved us so much that he sent Jesus, that whosoever should believe in him should not die, but should have eternal life. When we believe that, and when we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, then our spirits are recreated. and we are born again into the family of God. John 3, verse 3. So we are now in the family of God, but we are children, we're babies. And babies, as you know, feed on milk. Baby Christians feed on the milk of the Word. So we have the salvation package, of which we're mostly unaware of the salvation package. And even for the parts of the package we know about, we don't know how to access it. That's because we're feeding on milk. God wants us to mature from being children of the Word into adults who know their rights in Christ Jesus and who can access them. And we do that by maturing into adults in the family of God. When we live in Jesus, we're living with Jesus as Savior. And in that type of a lifestyle, we learn what the benefits of our salvation package are as we continue in the Word. We start to access some of them, and we use some of those benefits to minister to others. The ministering to others when we live in Jesus as our Savior is a lot easier than accessing the benefits of the salvation package for ourselves. But when we live in Christ, with Jesus as our Lord, not simply Savior now, but Lord, then we learn much more of what's in our package and how to get our hands on it, how to pull it out of the bank of heaven, how to access that. And we continue to mature as adults in the family when we quit feeding on milk and start to feed on the Word of God. And as we mature in the Word of God, we learn more and more about the power and the authority in the name of Jesus. For Jesus defeated Satan and took all that authority back, and it's available to the church today. And as we live in Christ, and as we live in Jesus, as we live with Jesus as both Savior and Lord, we learn more and more how to use the name of Jesus, both to help others and to receive for ourselves some of the super abundant blessings that are in our salvation package. And that brings us to being adults in the family. So we started off as babes, as children, feeding on milk. We mature through feeding on the meat of the Word. And now we mature into adults who feed on strong meat. As we feed on strong meat, we learn the difference between good and evil. As we feed on strong meat, we mature into being overcomers. Being an overcomer is part of your salvation package. But manifesting that you live as an overcomer every day, overcoming every challenge of life with the Word of God and the help of the Holy Spirit. For those who are sons of God, adults in the family of God, are led by the Spirit of God. Led by the Spirit of God, feeding on meat, maturing into adults. And here's what God says about these overcomers in Revelation 21, verse 7. Here's what he says. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I shall be his God, and he shall be my son. So the process of going from milk to meat to strong meat moves up from a baby who owns everything, is a baby in Christ, is joint heirs with Jesus. But as a babe, he can't access and don't even know much of what's available to him in being a joint heir with Jesus. When we go to meet and we learn more, eventually we become overcomers. And that's really the goal of redemption. We're sealed with the Spirit of God unto the day of our redemption. We are sealed with the Spirit of God on the day we ask Jesus into our heart, on the day we are born again. And that seal will continue unto the day of our redemption. That's the day that Jesus comes back, the day of our redemption. And we see that after Jesus comes back, after his 1,000-year reign, there's a great white throne judgment, and we go into a new age. There's a new heaven and a new earth. The old earth has been burnt up. A new heaven, a new age. All those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will go into this new age. And in this new age, there is New Jerusalem. That great city, Holy Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God to be on the earth. And who dwells in the New Jerusalem? The overcomers dwell in the New Jerusalem. That's what this website is about. Taking a person who is not born again, or maybe just got born again, feeding him milk, all the way through to show each and every person who persists on the site the wonders that are available to them because of the sacrifice, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That we all end up in this new age, with a new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem, and we are living in that new Jerusalem. I invite you to join us on the adventure of a lifetime. There is nothing in the world as exciting as growing in Christ Jesus and learning more about what he did for us and what he wants us to do for him. In Jesus' name, I invite you to join us. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Joshua. Wow, these are exciting times when he talks about the adventure of walking with Jesus. Our adventures just get better every day. Adventureland is not limited to Disneyland. Adventureland is walking with Jesus wherever he sends us, wherever we go. Woo! Hallelujah! That makes us the happiest place on earth, wherever we are when we're in Jesus. Amen? All right. So, praise God. So, those are the two new additions to the website. And of course, as usual, they will be edited first. You know, we have learned that when we kind of get the tongue a little mixed up there, that we realize it and then we stop and we say it again correctly so that the editors can keep in the good stuff and get rid of the faux pas. And so it's going to come out just perfect for the website. And so the prayer that he prayed was great. If he hadn't, I was thinking I would do that because we want to continue to keep in mind in our prayers on a daily basis, pray for these websites, pray for people around the world to be drawn to these websites, that somebody happens on it and goes, wow, this is really good stuff. And hey, they got to call their friends and tell their neighbors and say, you got to check this out and let the word spread mightily around the world. For the word of God says that the knowledge shall increase mightily in these last days. And he wants us to be one of those vehicles to help get that done. So that makes you a part of it because you're an ABC-er and we're all a family. We're all partners in this venture of sending forth the Word of God with might and power and great love to the world to draw people in to Jesus. For he is the way, the only way, and he makes a way where there seems to be no way. We, I think, probably have all experienced that to some extent in our lives. So let's take this anointing and this excitement into communion. For this is a wonderful, wonderful way to celebrate all that Jesus has done for us. So, Father, we just thank you that our sins have been washed away by the blood of Jesus. And we just come into that special place where the Spirit of God is upon us. And we're in a state of righteousness, coming before a righteous God and a holy God at a time where we celebrate the body and the blood of Jesus. For the body and the blood tell the story of salvation. They lay out exactly what Jesus has done for us. For on that night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He blessed it. He empowered it to prosper in the thing whereunto it was going. And it was going to us. And it was coming for victory and glory and healing. The broken body for us is part of that great exchange. Jesus allowed his body to be broken, taking upon himself every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, and every pain that Satan would try to throw to mankind. And none of it belongs to us because Jesus took it all. And so when you get lying symptoms of pain, you just remind them that you have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. You're quoting the word of God. God says, where two are agreed as touching anything on earth that shall be done for them. Well, the word of God is powerful enough all by itself that then when we speak the word of God, we are repeating what God said about us, and then we are saying what God says about us. Then God and we are agreeing about us, and we agree that we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. It's a completed work. Have been is past tense, completed, done, deal, over and done with. If the price has been paid in full and complete. And now it totally, all the healing, the health, the wellness, the restoration, the rejuvenation, the wholeness, it all belongs to us because Jesus paid the price. All we have to do is receive it. And our partaking of communion, God invited us to come to the table, I think for many reasons. One of them is this provides a faith action plan whereby we can receive the benefits of the will, the benefits of what Jesus has done for us, we can receive through this great exchange. Through the broken body, we receive our wholeness, our healing, our wellness in every part of our bodies. And we tell Satan in no uncertain terms, go from us, take your pains and your ills, and go from us in Jesus' name. You do not belong on us, for we are the temple of the Holy Spirit of God Almighty. We are the body of Jesus Christ. And sickness does not belong on us, but healing does. And so, Lord, it is our joy through thanksgiving, through great appreciation, to be able to partake of your broken body in exchange for the healing and the wholeness that belongs to us. By doing this physical act, we're pulling what was done physically 2,000 years ago. We're pulling the benefit of it out of the spiritual realm into our natural physical realm, into our bodies, by partaking of this broken body. So let's do it now together and remember what Jesus has done for us. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Some days I just want to go, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, all day long, because I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I look around me, And I'm sure you've done the same thing. And we see people that are hurting and people that are so challenged. And here we are in health and strength and full, bountiful life through Jesus Christ. And we have so much to be grateful for. That's why we want to pray for these others. That's why we want to have these websites. That's why we want to pray to draw them to these websites so that they can know what we know. They can experience what we experience. And they can, in their turn, hold up this cup of blessing, this cup of the blood of Jesus Christ, and know that Jesus shed his blood. He gave up his life. He gave up every last drop of blood on our behalf, paying the price for every one of our sins, sealing the old covenant, establishing the new, better, and everlasting covenant for us, making us covenant partners with God Almighty. Ah, covenant partners. That means we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. All the benefits, all the glories of heaven belong unto us because of what Jesus did. And all we have to do is receive them. Know they belong to us and receive them. And we'll put a smile on Jesus' face because he wants us to benefit from all of it. He doesn't want us lacking in any area of benefits and glories and blessings. He paid a dear price for us to be sitting with him at the right hand of the Father in heavenly places. Hallelujah. So let's take this cup of blessing, this cup of life, for the life is in the blood. And oh my goodness, how awesome it is to pour the life of God into us through the blood of Jesus. To renew and rejuvenate each cell, each fiber, each organ, every system of our bodies. How do we stay alive and remain when Jesus returns? This is one way. Continually through the day partaking of communion. Continually through the day renewing and strengthening our physical bodies. And bringing life and health and strength to them to be able to go the way, the whole way, to meet Jesus in the clouds face to face on that awesome day. So Jesus, we thank you. We do remember what you've done for us. We see how we apply it and how it carries us with you, hand in hand with you. We rejoice. We remember as we receive in Jesus' name.